Mais lors de ce club, ça comme c'est le coup de design, c'est pas le seul pilote, mais il y a un autre cas de bosser, de fish, c'est dans le pays, il y a un autre cas de pire abris, pour une abris de vol, de seul val de chaque sous. Le Mohamed Sarkov, pour le roche de Rambam, va finir un lapsus sur Odin Kotzebem, val de chaque sous, le moins de cas de case de guerre à Hilovier, et à Mashkin, ou Eichlin, qui a mis en salle de Kio, Soya, Lechazucho, Kyotzebem, and inside of it, Dong, Throw, and things like that. The second case, he down the case to get to Kalim. The one drink from a clear that comes from Vesa Kise, or something that causes a dam from, blundering from. Or third case, when you're dying, Zulamis, where your hands are very dirty over here, also looking to get up about the shark soup. Then we have a possible Torah in the end of Shmini, over there says, after shark soup, after Seichem, we call our shirts as shirts, let's down by him with the basin bomb. It was possible there that a person is not the shaksu. Now the Beis Yosef brings down that pshat, the Torah brings down the Rambam, the words are makis mardis. He clears, it's going to be makis mardis, it sounds like a simple understanding, and after shaksu is only a smacht of almo, but the whole Torah looks only to do up on him. Or he says, maybe not that way. Maybe it's like chatshir's osama taro, therefore you don't get malthus for it, but you get makis mardis. Shalom the Beis Yosef pshat in the Torah and the Rambam. When you read the Taz over here, it's a cotton bob. He brings down the Rambam, it says the reason why it's only Makis Mardis is Lav Shub Kralius. But the Taz understands it is the Gedev of the Raisa. The Raisa Mamish. Outside the Sheni, look at the rich for the Sugya Makis Nata Zayin. It brings down that Pirish Kamo Rabbein Meir Levi says it's a Raisa, Maskin. However, Kol Hamafarshim, all the Mafarshim say, the Smacht of Alma is only a Dindra Bonon. Look at the Lavush over here on the Simon and Savav. It brings down Smacht of Alma, Dindra Bonon. Look at the Mogar Ramah, Simon Tarek Beis, the same straight over there. Meshlach Mihudo, Lachma upon him. Mishabura and Simon Gimel discussing the Locha about going to a Sheritim, holding himself back with it to the bathroom. Maybe the Issa Bata Shaksu. Let's say you're doing a Mitzvah Sugya of Kovod Abrius. He says that Locha Bata Shaksu is Doicha Mitzvah Sugya of Kovod Abrius, quoting a Prima Gadim. Why is that so? Says the Prima Gadim, because Bata Shaksu didn't do a Bonon, and therefore Kovod Abrius is Doicha Leis Alser. So in the simple understanding of the Shabuah Kavod Prima Gadim, this is a law for being a paskin to do a bonon. That's how a vosner, you'll be a imer, might have to be a paskin. That means a shiloh, you read the tazen on the page, sounds like he passed a law for my sister, right? So, at Sanat Sheni, if the first come along and say, the law is a din over here of a drabon. Now the question is, once you have the din drabon, what exactly is the get over here? The main question is, you look at a personal bata shaksu, personally, if you, it's me, it's nafshir kutzbehen. We look at the tzibur of Maisa says from them, it was name, it's Moish. Sure. And Maisa was somebody else, the Maisa case over here, it won't be a case over here that's Moish. Thank you very much. So, how do you look upon? You look upon the tzibur. And we did discuss a similar question again for look at Simon Kuv Dalit, over there by Hekrivuna, what's together as a Yoch and the tzibur. You were discussing Yuch and the Sugi of Sakhalo. What defines Baba Shaks and the end of Sakhalo over here? So there's a Taz and Simpei Dalit. He's discussing there. Really, first, there are two cases. One, a case over here where it's moist to you and nobody else. Because first, that case. And then it's going to be the other way around. For you, it's not moist. And for everyone else, it is moist. So we'll have two different cases to discuss. First, a case where it's only moist to you. Only to you and nobody else. So there's a Taz and Simpei Dalit discussing. A look over there discussing worms. Worms, Maisa, after Echol, no one wants to eat them. However, the look is, it's a shirt, a shirt, a lot of it, it's also. Let's say it was created inside the fish, inside over here, the food over here, it's mut to go eat. So you have these worms that are inside the fish, big, juicy, geschmack worms, and you want to eat them. Are you allowed to? Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to. Says it has, you're right, but if you, it's moist, personally, don't eat them. Don't eat them. Speaks out the Brichon very clearly. We go after Kol Echav Echad, if you, the mice, it's not nice, don't want to. Echad, the law is, you have the Issa about the Shaksu. I come up all the time, I say, go this way, you go after the personal person. Now, to bring down examples, to try to bring simple ones. I've been around places that people have inside the soup, fisalach, from the chicken. Fine, parents, in-laws, they like it. Now again, the foods are people who buy it right now from the black market, used to be the white market, people like it. I can't. So we go eat it, but it's like about the shaksu. Now you won't know, is that negate to Bacha, Gala? Could be, if you're, that's for your whole mind, cut spam, well, like, yes. You tell me, well, tongue, has bumps on it. Is it like a tongue over there? It's not clearly the question. I hear the idea. It's subjective. I mean, tongue I have no problem with. Why tongue I have no problem with? And fish look I do? I don't know. It just feels that way. But my said, the place can be go, what's it get about the shaksu? Number one, if you're echoed by it, yes, that's about the shaksu. Nothing that bothers you, don't appreciate it. It can't be for echoed. I think everyone understands fish look unless you eat them. Then you have to find another get over here. But everyone understands, I think that's a clear example that you can understand why a person is for echoed by it. They can, yes, so it depends on what's bothering them. If they're bothering them because it's animal and can't eat it, can't die. Usually it's not that. It's more of a hashkof idea. And they're coming more from Tabal Chayim, animal, you should care for them, and therefore they shepherd people and they care about the animals. It's more of an emotional attachment, and less of a, you know, for echoed idea.
Is this
a part of
the Blias?
Sorry?
Let's say the
Blias. No, not Blias. Pashas heart. Maybe the Chor, the Issa Shabbai, it's not the gavra, not the chetzer. Get that from you. That means
subjective, not
objective. First, it's subjective. I mean, it can be maybe the other way also, right? You've got two cases. One, it's the whole book right now. The place coming down. The words of the pichonish very clear. Called echel, the echel has the right to decide what's moist for them. Pichonish and peidal. The pichonish and peidal and kuvdal. Pim got to get one also. The chok was on. Was a chetzer. Got to shulchan. Let's not go this way. Be ikker. Now, let's say you have this thing inside your food, Pesach, but my shishim. So we know negate is shishim works. Negate is kondos, machleis tazan shach. If shishim works, you pass it like the shach. In this case, my shishim does work. But the case about the shach, so does shishim work or not? So the shach in kuf dalet, it brings down the isaret arach and says no. So it's poshut. You have tsaya, like the Shukunar's case, inside your food. It tells us that there's only shishim inside. Well, it's only shishim. So you can eat it over here. Like, what? So again, the idea we have not mentioned the Issa Shibai, there might be an Issa that comes out from it. That's a Tetzah, about the Shaksu. But the getter is, it's for Echel to view. Once for Echel, I'll give it Shishim, not Shishim. Well, it's for Echel, let's get about the Shaksu over here. I'm not sure I want to eat by your house. No, sometimes it's like, yeah. You understand what I'm saying, right? It is for echel to you. If you have tzaya, right, or throw up, and the guy threw up into his food, it's on Purim. I tell the guy, no, this is a little bit throw up. Here is it. What? Yeah. I'm saying, if you're not for echel after shishim, not for echel after on, fine, I'm asking. Yeah, I'm asking. But the get is not shishim. The get is for echel. For echel in English is for echel. Right? Disgusting. Disgusted. Thank you. Now, repulsive, disgusting, these things. Now, what about now the other way around? The world bothers them, and you might say it does not bother them. You're fine, I have no problem eating certain things. It doesn't bother you. So there is a Knesset Gedolah in Simpei Dalet, and Maisi says, the world, and you're not, you should bother that way. Be Sitzchok, Madai Shulchot, bother that way. How about Kamal Pichodosh says, no, it really depends. There really two shlavim where the world being makbid. There's one time when the whole world was makbid. Just you can eat tzaya. Says, you got to change your view and appreciation of the world. You got to issue bottle that thing. But certain things that I mean about tzaya, that people have it. Just, you don't appreciate it. Again, like fish love, that people eat it. Again, I'm brought up with that way. Just, the chicken feet. The mamas have three things coming out, they cook on the side, you take them out, and they put them inside the mouth, the bones come out, and they leave it. Right? And for a birthday present, you buy them, it's a chicken feed over in this country because it's in the black market, so fine. Fine. So those things, again, I think most people understand why it's for echel, but again, there are people who, there's a market for it, and there are people who eat it. So that says, Pichonish, don't say butler dieted, there are people that's a mina mopsai. And that because some seem to go that way, it's Lach Mehuda, Lach Mapon, Lach Mazodim, Lach Mashulchan, seem to go the getaway, it depends. If it's no one likes it, again, I think Shukunov's case, why should not say Tzoya and Kiyo? Why not give examples? That's clear, everything is. If you don't agree to that, you got to change your view of life. Fine, then I think, yeah, fine, and each one to his own. If most of them don't need it, you might do it, fine, then you can leave the person as is. Now, the get to cases, again, the Shukunov is very clear. We have cases side of the Oichel Mashkin, we have a case to get to the Kalim Shaboy, and the get to person's hands are dirty and sweaty over here. The Luchach, the Mod, they come. Money here, so you want to eat things over here. What exactly is getting in the Zohar? Could be also depends upon your culture, your society over here. It depends on what bothers you, doesn't bother you. Again, a lot of people have sweaty hands, dirty hands. It doesn't bother them, the amount over there. Others are more phlebophonic or more hygiene aware, whatever it is, each one onto his own. Now, negate kelim, thinking clearly here. Let's say you have a kli and you want to inchami, use it for food. Can you be mashed to the kli? Can you cash to the kli? You might have a kli that's used for the kid always uses a potty. All right, fine, whatever, it's regular pot aware. Use it that way. Can you be mashed to it? The Beis Yosef, the Betu, led on his man, Sim Kuchav Aleph, next man El, he discusses this question. He meets on a machalikis. Me other Orchis Chaim says, you have to cash it like a golem. I mean, he puts something inside. The kid uses a potty, you want to mash it 100%. In case of a golem, the Beis Yosef says, why mash it without a golem? He says, just shift it. Clean it very well. And therefore, the Bikr Pesach go this way. That means the Orchis Chaim says, machmer, that the Pichodesh says, once you clean it very well, the Chalpon, the Chidor, or for Shulchan say, mice it, no problem. Now, what does it mean to clean very well? I'm going to discuss two questions. Well, let's say it was used for things in a hat, maybe the bleeds inside. A shell, if that's a girl, said my son to me, then you do have to mash through it. Shulchan Gvar wants to argue, and that's the secret of ice cream. But come on, the Yavis, what time is something to use big fierce for something that's disgusting? He said, then there's a get of Ruachra. As a case of Ruachra, they cash Ruachra. So he wants to tell you that you have mamash to make from Chadosh Balakan, leave a gummer, that's the one to cash her. So fine, so hopefully no one ever drinks out of the case of a potty over there. Otherwise, you might have to have a sugya of Ruach Ra.
Doesn't have to do
with just the moist in it? So it could be, let me get to what you're asking, what means moist? What do people know? Let's say people do not know about it. Let's say you go to someone's house, you mentioned once in the Chabura, go to someone's house, gives you a nice cold cup of apple juice, the ice cubes inside, it gives you a drink of it, you see you drink it, you schmack over there, and really it's miracle. The loch is in the Simpayalov, Kal Yetzim Atomei Tomei. The loch is, but Meraglime is not Yetzim Atomei, Meraglime is Mutter. It says, Shach, why can you not drink Meraglime? Meraglime, I think everyone knows what it is, right? I can drink it. Shach has Baal Tashaksu. Baal Tashaksu, what's his slate of the Isser? It's nothing wrong with Meraglime, it's Mutter. It's Harifur, be Mutter. Why is it also for? Because you're for echoed by it. The Gavra, not the Chetzor. If you do not know about it, you're not ve'ekel by it. So any iser on having something that has things inside that you're ve'ekel, you don't know about. Is there a problem? So Moshe discussing a case of a ma'abit shomer klaim. He says the person not know is drinking from a container that, let's say, a person uses for his mer klaim, an adult. He doesn't know this container where he was made because he was health issues. And now the guy comes and says, oh, plus container, I'm taking a trip. Because one side takes it with him. So Moshe doesn't know. What's this, Shemoy? Upon the Gavra, he doesn't know. Why is it smoter? But Moshe Klein, the way he says, always speaks about a case of Merik Lyme, he says, it's on the Gavra, not on the Chetzo. They point a passage before Shigemara, one fool of Ein Alok, discussing that a person who swallows food, then a kia regurgitates it, and it comes out again. I think more discussing over there how it's not way to ger, and therefore how the world can be a problem eating it again. It's not way to ger. Someone throws the food, don't go eat it. Says the Gemara depends. The reason why it is right to hear, if someone sees him, it comes out of his mouth and throws it up, then in front of him, it's leichasya. But someone does not see it, it is right to hear. He doesn't know. It's good food. Food, my sister, food is food. Says Rashi, once you do not know about it, the title is right to feel scared. There's no problem. No problem. So from that sounds like should be a mamash. No, it's a person that know about. And Maisa, I saw yesterday, Benish Chai and Pashas Emor and Shana Bay is the Maisa. He writes over there. Therefore, a person that makes inside his food, someone ishtin the oichel, a person that know about it, ma baya. He says an example. You person merik laim without his idea, no problem. Benish Chai's example over here. Now that I think is only mitzvah the sugya of Baal Tashaksu. There's another sugya, two other sugya. Couple of pesukim can we discuss. I mean, first of all, we get involved and discuss over the Zman, but I have to wait for Kamoicho. Very good about for Kamoicho. Would you like if somebody gave you apple juice and an ice cube as Mary Klein? The second question over here is, they get involved with Mitzvah Sugyo, lift the evil and see the Mechshol. There are three Havonas in the Pasuk, all three of their Isa. Number one, not put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. In case of Hezek, number two, closing the Vera. And number three, the Gemara says, Eitzel Shana Genes. Here's a nice cup of apple juice. Is the chutzpah to get of the deraisa of lifna iver? So what does that mean practically? I'll get to the cases more. I mean, I do the extreme cases, obviously, the Merrick Lyon case. But let's go through different cases. You mean? I'll get to what I think you're saying in the easier cases. That means again, Pashta cases are can across the board. I mean, as Bab Shakshin Eliver, again, it's even a Bab Shakshin Eliver. If you don't think so, again, I won't eat by you. But that's the passage over here. We will go to cases, for example. There's first, first, my said, eating a fish is alive. What I'll look on Sim and you Gimel and some pay down the wear, that no didn't shchit on a fish. Not didn't shchit on. So if you capture a fish, it has a Sim on it, pick it up and take a bite off its head. Any problem? Says Ramon Sim and Yud Gimel, Balta Shaksu there. We mentioned another example beforehand. What's the issue of eating Tayloim, worms over there? Says the Taz Pritayar, that even though the worms are not shared to Sharon Talaoritz, what to go eat, but take them and eat them, Pashas is going to get a Balta Shaksu. A third example, Chagov of grasshoppers, for those who eat it, what's the case of Shchita? You take grasshopper around, but take a bite out of it. Says Ramon, Balta Shaksu. Now, all these cases of fish, the chagovim, speaks out the earth for children. Well, it depends on the person. Sheikhram Rabbah said about the shaksu, but the Muhammad does not say it. He wants to make him a place out of Rishonim. One time, about shaksu, because maybe in Europe might have been that way. The others, if they didn't mind picking up a grasshopper or a fish and biting off their head, what's the issue? Should go after the person, not go after the tzibo over here. Maybe some people will go to it. My Sunday or for sure says to be mach, but he brings down the point over here. Depends on my son who it is. Depends who it is. A similar case is brought down Simon Shin Mem Gimel. Over there is brought down an interesting idea that to give a child something called Safinum. That means to take a child, to give him, put him in the Makam Tomo, Kain, even it's the rice of Safinum. To give him a tray in his hand, put inside his mouth, Safinum. Over there discussing to give a Chagav Tomei, my says also, he'll take a bite it, Safinum. Especially tomorrow, why Tommy, even Torah? Right, my Chalami, why? Because we're Chai, his mates over here. Over there, come on the Maravram, the grass, and the Taisha Shabbos, come on, all bring down Simon Shimon Gimel to give a Chagav, Chai, that's Torah, a live grass, that's Torah, that's kosher to eat, to a Tinnik, is a Baya Balta Shaksu. And therefore, even the Isra Safina. I think that was like, the kids eating it. Isra the Gavri, he knows nothing over here. So we just said before, and maybe God don't know about my sister Mutter. So the kid, why is it over here about the shaksu for? For him, of course, know about the shaksu. Otherwise, he wouldn't be eating it. He has a grasshopper in his mouth. What? Oh, so that's what we're building to. It's a chiddush of Safina Betzem. That's the good. Betzem. No, so that's the association we're making. It comes out, the first you read the Maharavam, it sounds like a chiddush. The Maharavam's calling it tomorrow. The Maharavam says, give a grasshopper about the shaksu to a cotton. Maisa is a baya. Maisa, he doesn't know. He has no issue here. For the slate Shabbos is that, let's say on Shabbos, put a kid by a light switch. So you hold a kid by a light switch, does it by himself, there's no issue. He's 1 year old, no problem. But he puts his hand on the light switch, then he automatically puts it down. That's Safina. I might say, Melech Shabbos also Torah, he's 1 year old. Why? Because that's really an extension of you, this issue put upon you. So I point out, first of all, the Safina on your opponents, because Baal Shachar be passing the opponent. The point that Mishmuel left out from Mavuch and the Safina de Rabbanon. The second one, the Getik Tanim, you do have that idea of Safina. That means to put things in front of the kid that's, let's see what he eats. Let's see what Mike eats over there. When he's old, you have to realize, he's no issue. He's a Machshon over here by a Safina. That means some people think it's cute. Not some people, some interesting people think it's cute to give children things that are not funny, that's funny to eat. Nicely, by a Safina, about the Sugim of Shaksu. Another case is because we learned the Loch and Simon Pei Zayin of having a dam, drinking a cup of dam with kaskasim inside, scales inside, and Maisa, no Baya Mitzalasugim Marasayin. They get a lot of Mitzalasugim of Bata Shaksu. Another case is because the Loch is that a milk from a cow is kosher. Milk from a person is even powerful here. So the Loch is you cannot nurse straight from Nisha. But if you want powerful milk in your coffee, there's nothing around. Is there any problem with that? Yeah, people laugh, it's a joke. It's true, not true. It says the Kabachayim. Balta Shaksu. Now others want to argue the point and say, well, the kid drinks it, he has no problem over there. The fine, it's not a few, personally, it's not a problem. It's not clear the question over there. I think most people, you say, well, yeah, any coffee is powerful from where? Like, are you insane? So I said, if that's your response over there, that will come out again about the Shaksu over there. Now, in the gate to this, you said over here about the Shaksu, they discuss, can you be mavatalit? That means, let's say the case you know by once it's a level of 1,000, it's no problem. So come on the Prima Gadol Simon Kuf Gimel, and he says again that the same Shabbat. It sounds like we say Mavatel Lesser or Mavatel Lesser. Mavatel Zakono V'Machlekes Prima Gadol Menoches. Mavatel Shachsur. Prima Gadol has brought him on the Dark and Shuvah and Vanishuf and say no problem. What do you mean? It's Isser. It's Isser. It's Isser. I saw. How can Mavatel you said over here about the Shachsur? See, so it's simple. What is Mavatel Shachsur again? One behind Mavatel Shachsur is not in the Chesed Shabbat. It's my relationship to that. If I can take out the goyim over here and make it, it doesn't bother me anymore. It's like taking the iser inside over here and burning it out. If I burn out iser, mevatel iser, I get rid of the iser. So I'm getting rid of the problem about the shaktsu. So I think in certain cases, maybe make it practical also, is that there's a shaykh called the 5-second rule, or the 1-minute rule, depends on the country you're in, what house you're in over there, things that fall on the floor. And I think really maybe to answer the Ben Ish Chai about giving merit line, it really depends on the person. That means certain times, what goes in the kitchen, if I don't see it, doesn't bother me. And I don't want to hear about it. If I see it, it echoes me. So this first thing about the shaktsu, that's every means. But certain cases, that once I don't know about it, don't tell me. And you're not over after work, not over the iser of the favor. This shen again is only some people, they will love the idea that you tricked him on apple juice and I tasted the maybe glass. Oh wow. Now I think most of us don't think that way. But maybe there's some person out there. But there are cases that being tricked into something, having a cheeseburger that's really real meat and real cheese, you tell them it's parable there. And he went to the Siva Shen double mice as mutter. So a lot of people say nickel get up each shen against. I'll say, what do you mean? I had a cheeseburger, it's mutter, no problem, you should talk over here. So interesting question, where do you draw the line? That means when things happen, when it falls on the floor, like a person stumbled in it, if I don't know about it, and you don't tell me about it, I don't mind, because why does it really bother me for? Does it really bother me? Doesn't it? What level does it bother me? It might bother some, because the knowledge don't tell me, you went to the yeshiva kitchen, you would really eat there? No, but I don't want to see it, and that's fine. So again, there are certain cases that might be about the shaksu, you see it. But you don't know about it, know about the shaksu. And that's what it means by Moshe and Nashik Klein and the Ben Ish Chai discussing the Lokwe, so the Gavri, you don't know, it's no problem. But those type of cases, when you know the person you're serving to, that the children fall on the floor in the kitchen over there, all the kids are laughing, you scoop me up, the earth and come, they eat a gishmak over there. Fine, so the kids are laughing. But at the end of the day, is it an issue there? Do something wrong about the Kamecha? Is it really a baya of the favor? It really depends on the guests are. Depends on who are. But sometimes, if you don't tell me, everything's fine. So far, that's the essential over here. Sivzayin, come to the Mechaber to bring down the halacha that even though that somebody was mocked because of the sugya of shechita, mesukenes, still the medakim will not eat it. Now, why is it brought down over here for us? Because it seems to say it's a hemshek of sifov, just like the sifov of the sugya of mir, about the shaktsu, but also the idea over here, mesukenes over here, I'm going to eat over here, of the idea of keen, this idea about the shaktsu. Building upon that, come to the Mechaber, it brings down the sugya of chul dafim dalet. It says if the behima was hirachachom, the peace toro, this baby mice is what to go eat. At the end of the day, Baal Nefesh should not go eat it. Baal Nefesh should not go eat it. Explains the Shach, what does that mean? If you have Kabbalah to go eat it, 100% go eat it. But if it's some Haras Chacham Misfara, mice said not to go eat it. Which leads to the obvious question, when should a person be machmor on things in the mutter? I'm saying over here, the Mosek is water. The Mosek is water, Baal Nefesh. Who's the Baal Nefesh? Great question. What's a mutter? Who's a rov? Great question. What's for? Great question. But how do we apply that to us and negate it to us? So really, there are two parts of the question over here. Number one, let's say rov paskin something, should you be machmer? The second thing is, we'll get to a perspective again, sugya of bittul, when it's mutter medinoi, it should be machmer. So first, when something is mutter, is there a mekotri machmer? Let me just have a bit by shami. Yechoshish, tarifin, mishnah, and brachas. Is that as far as we here to be machmer in the cases? Should we really wear a bad town fill? Rashi, Paskin Rashi, Zel, is any sad for it? So first, he said Shabbat. We saw the Shabbat Mice in Perak Yidalit, and the Sugya Precious, that means Yidalit is Nikias, and then Yidalit Precious over here. Nikias is a side of the Asays, inside Chesed. And Precious, the Lysa says, inside the Indian of someone who is a Chesed over here. In Precious, it says there, we saw the Shabbat Mice over there, what is the side of Precious? Lachosh, I feel a Dava, Yachav, Machlikis. Chesh, for those we do not pass like. That's Yisrael. It brings down this Gemara that the Ramah is discussing here. You do not eat something that even the Chacham passes that way, that's mutter. That means Yisrael Shabbat, he writes right there, even though Allah is not Gemara Yisrael, is avada should not be a chumra maybe they kulo. The avada person should be machmer, that should be person that precious should be machmer chish kol das yochid v'yochid. He goes on further, bringing down the sugya and simple dalit that the Gemara brings down that we wait from suda to suda 6 hours looks of leishik. Read the Gemara. Makfa said, my father, he waited 24 hours. I'm the vinegar, the son of wine, and I only wait 6 hours from suda to suda. So he says, what's going on over there? So if your father did 24 hours, like you, that's precious. That's not all good. A mile, a chumash, a boy, precious ideas over here. A vada, it's a mile, that's precious. I love you. Do we see the listen over here?
Right.
We see the
listen.
What?
In
Tamanira? Okay, that's not right now, but you can show me afterwards. Oh, yeah, she does say, yeah, he writes those words. I feel the Machalit in Tamanira. Tamanira? I hear it. Those are his words. Correct. Well, but again, there's a Sayyid Shaboy. Now, what does that mean practically? It means everything itself. My son Moshe is true about Bichoshes for different tefillin to go where. So Bichoshes called Das Yachav Yachav, and when they come out, if you have 70 pairs of tefillin over here, fine, my son, Tom, my son has a mile to it. I think he's writing a tshuva to a Baba Trebo. And over there he's writing about it, we're not Choshes called Shito Afshalichim. Not. Fine. But again, over here we see a Sayyid Shaboy that. That's what we read the whole Tashuk Lorach, we learned Yerodeo for a year, over a year and a half now. Yerodeo said, Hefsi Mubui can be Mekel. Well, I don't know why. If it's also, it's also. What do you mean Hefsi Mubui can be Mekel? So there are more rights in old periods in Torah Chatz and Agdama. Why? Because when I say Hefsi Mubui can be Mekel, that's the halacha. Anything less than that are chumras. So it means our life is being built upon the side of precious. Halacha is precious. Hefsi Mubui is what is halacha there. That means that everyone points out about the precious of Fimadri Gosai. A situation where you're holding by, and don't take on chumras if you don't appreciate them. It hinders you, makes a problem for you. Meisim isn't required to take on darkness over here, but also based upon who you are. If you're a chosid, appreciate holding there, about you should. Now hold there, you should not. And if you're holding there, your wife's not holding there, your wife should not do that over there. Each one has a right to take on the chumras, on the shkav, on the idea over there. About it, it's a good thing. Why and how that's so, maybe we'll discuss a different time, but that's firstly, essentially, is for sure, and again, it's built upon this time over here. A second thing, how about Pesach Truman brings down the question over here? Let's say 100% something is mutter, why? Because Betzel was also. Well, it was Bota B'Shisha. Put inside a Klisheni. A Tam over here, Klisheni, not Enim of Asher. So now, things are 100% Bota, mutter, is there, now you should be Machmer. I mean, in one case over here, that there are Machlik, Samir, Das Yochid, that's one Sugyo. And Mishal Sham says, and others have been now about each one of the Fimadra Gosan and the Milo. But now, this case over here that there was Isser and it's gone. Is there a reason to be Machmer? A Rav was telling a Meister that he once put on made chicken and put on the margarine and put on the cornflakes on top of it, and then the margarine was a case of butter over there. So they spent over an hour making cheshman, shish, and nachi, what happened, cooking this, that, the other. They discussed this way, that way, then they, how much butter was mixed inside. Meister passed his mutter. They took the chicken and threw it all in the garbage. My eye, he's like, I'm going to eat this? Like, did they have a right to go do that? I said, Baltashak. He's like, I said, Baltashak. He's talking about the Shaksu. So, at the end of the day, do you ever write King Machmo with mice? And they didn't tell me the Chesmon Shishim over here. So, there's Isabet Orach, Botan over here, Peshachuvo. And it brings down the fact that things are Mutan and Shishim with Lisheni. His words are, Mitzvahi to be Mach from it. Why? Because I'm Kunsh Atem Lashem Lakechem. Like I'm this bottle, there's a mitzvah marking from it. It brings your eye up the sugya of winning after hard cheese. Everyone knows that's a hard cheese, we wait 6 hours. Where's it coming from? The Muram Rutabim said, Medina and Maisa Smutter. Maisa, he made our chokka get over it to wait after the hard cheese 6 hours. I got the Gemara, no problem. So things that are mutter 100%, you can make our chokka from it. Same thing over here, just like this is mutter 100% shishim, make our chokka, it's a mitzvah. I'm Kodisha Temel Shem Lekechem. Make our chokka, even though things are mutter. Mr. Shuvah goes further and brings down a sefer called Selis LaMincha, quoting a Torah to Osher. A Selis LaMincha is a Mincha Yaakov, a Torah to Shlomim. A Torah to Osher is a Torah to Yontif. Those are the names I'm more familiar with. The Kamal with Torah to Osher quotes the Torah to Yontif and says, someone who machma shishim klisheni, his words are, kemoi minus. Apikoris. Apikoris is over here. Kemoi minus. And that's a Mr. Amon Shuvah and Simon and Dalad over there. He brings down a machma dobe zeh inoi mina matmiim. Quotes Yishami, that's put down in Iran and Doran, that says, Dai Mash Osu Torah. Torah has its club, its rules over the Gedam over here. You follow the Torah. Don't make up your own Torah. That's a New Testament you're making up over here. And then they might say, we have our own Torah, we have a Chum over here, a Gedam over here. You pass Mashish, you pass Klisheni, Kemoiminus. Not Mias Mamish, but Kemoiminus. Allah derech of that. Now you have to realize two cases of this, where Tshuva is being done over here. It's one's the case of Shishim and Klisheni. Those are two cases. Shishim, you know, the one that called out Tariq Dalit, Machlokes and Shishim and Meir. So the case saying, even if it's a Shishim, the Gemara itself has Machlokes. Klisheni comes say against the Tshuva's Adeshim, and the Marshal, the Klisheni, even knows, Bimavucha. What's the Lachan against Klisheni? So I think, anyhow, if being Machmer on Shishim, it's Al-Mandim of Meir, Kenzai. Be Machmer Klisheni, it's Al-Marshal, the Shach, Kenzai. If you Machmer because you are Gosh, your sensitivity, your feelings over here, grow up. But I said, that's, come on, Minas over here. That's your own feelings. That's your New Testament. You can make your own religion over here. But then, my son, we follow the set over in the Torah. Come on, Minas over here. V'oy, to take a step further, the Nakashim over here, being done in the in my Machad Shadr. He said, not only is it, you have a right to go eat it, he gets involved, it's a mitzvah to go eat it. Why is it a mitzvah? What you call Shbarku is Gurim, the person comes along over here, and something bought on Shishim, he calls a heter, this isit in the case of a heter, a keret, he spiraled, it says it's a kedusha. Take out from the thing that says a kedusha over here. I don't have a mitzvah to go eat over here. Have that, get the koiches of the tumah that was also here, change to the thing of a heter over here, the schos to go eat it, tumas of a something of Shishim, a vada mitzvah to go eat over here. Fine, Mishmash Shalom goes to Ogden on this Taki Shiva, on the Bnei Sosfo here. But as it comes along, again, in the Pesach Shiva, we have two shitas, either it's ulcer, I'm sorry, it's a mitzvah not to eat it, but making paskins, for Kerat Kamon Minas, a day Kamon Minas, what type of Lachar Shulchan, Moshe goes this way in Shiva, one of my force also says, not to be Machman case of Shishim, in the case of Klisheni. Fine, you want me to say it's a mitzvah also, that's Bnei Sosfo, Yeshlo, to become the Khan. Building upon that, idea of being machmer, numerous times they came across in our sugya, the second of the past week over here, that we had things in the mutter, kiva dosh, brav medosh, shem psaim hashem. We had to get to eating fish together, milking together, pesach shuvah and simon peizayin, and other times the heter of once the tzibah does something, kosh brach will protect you, don't worry about the sugya of sakana. That means going from the sugya of sakana, from a sugya of iset to a sugya of sakana. Is there a reason, just like by Isser, is there a reason to be Machmor, Shishim, Hameo, or Das Yochid are reasons if you look at near a time away. Or the case of Shishim, Machlik Sovia, to be Machmor, the get is a Kono. When the Tzibur does something, is there a reason to say, that's a Tzibur, but I'm not a Pesi, I'm not a fool. Mishra Reisman says over Ramaiso that he was Tavadas in the 1970s, Gdali Shor, the Shiva Tavadas. In that time, it came out, the Surgeon General, 60s, 70s, stop smoking, it's dangerous. So he tried, Dali Shor, Shiva Tavadas, stop smoking. So the argument over to him says, well, Moshe Shiva came out, it says, in those days, the last smoke, Shem Pesem Hashem. So why are you trying hard to stop smoking? Afterwards, it was so hard to realize he just called Rosh Shiva Pesi. He's like, he felt very bad. I called, what's Shem Pesem Hashem? Because Baruch watches over the fools, idiots. Would I just call Rosh Shiva? Mashkiach depends on what it was. Mashkiach was Shiva and Tavadas. So that was a question over there. Is it Shem Pesayim, not for a regular person, not for Tamil Chacham over there? Or no? What's the Hotro Hotro? What's your site over here? So really come back to two questions over here. Number one, let's go one back to the bottom of Shishim, so people get back to that. Get the bottom of Shishim, Meister Pesach would say, not to be Machmer. Get the bottom of Roy, Moshe Shiva says, there is reason to be Machmer. That's not Kamad Lesser. Got that point. So back to the case of Shem Sam Hashem. First, what's his number? The two questions, Shem Sam Hashem. Number one is, what is the getter Shem Sam Hashem? And number two is, does everyone have a right to be summoned upon it? Was reason to be machmer? Two separate questions over here. So number one, what is the getter? Can I say that he was making a lot of things? The getter to give sakana? Well, no, you need a kabbalah. So first, the chalkas Yaakov writes in Tshuva, there has to be a gemara that says Shem Sam Hashem. It has to be the Shem to say it. But you can't say it by yourself. You can't say it by yourself. Myself, as far as looking around the farm, does not seem to be that way. Sounds like among the farm that you can make up, not make up, but the tzibah does the mitzvah mutter. Go through different cases. Mentioned before, Moshe says smoking in the 1960s or 70s is mutter, Shem Hashem Hashem. Not today, but in those days, the mitzvah is mutter. Another example we mentioned, we discussed the sugya of garlic powder. The Mitzvah made for tzirufim. One of the tzirufim was, Kivu Dash Birab Dash, Shem Hashem Hashem. A third case, which I think the Eidim will like over here, but then Shlomo Zalman about putting on seatbelts in the car. Shlomo Zalman says, "Ma'aser Fukhazi, my damn davar, kibudash b'ramadosh, shem b'sayim Hashem alir." Ma'aser Kliyud as is, as we're told there, even he himself doesn't know the seatbelt. I said, Shalom, call Hashem, why do you put it on? We said, Allah, Shabbat, but there's not a doctor who's on it. Now, about it's a great thing, about you should, it's a mile of 100%. Every doctor who works in emergency will tell that to you, right? That's the reason. We're fine. Well, I said, if you're in a taxi, the guy tells you to put on a seatbelt, well, that's a or that type of case. Another example that we see that the Chachamim seem to bring down to their own examples, come on, Dying Fish and Shuvah discussing eating, standing up, or the case where we have eating and then getting up right away afterwards. He says, Shem, B'Shem, B'Shem, give us B'Rabim Dosh over here. The Ash brings down the case over here of Yochad going B'Nim Mitzara, with the Lachas Shokonor, Torfkot Minala, and the Ash, but it was Mekel. You should not go by yourself in the Sarmah, the Sukkot Sarkonor. B'Nim was during 3 weeks. It's actually, you should not go by yourself. The mob brings down the end of Torfkot Minala. Maisa said, the Ash, Maisa, it was not Chisha, Shem, B'Shem, B'Shem. So it seems, first of all, we seem to have a category over here. So, flying the 9 days. Avadi, we don't fly 9 days, unless welcome of mitzvah ukadayma. And usually, when people ask me this question, I say over a story that I sat next to a person in by Kilos Bneitero, by a Rubin Shul for years, this is Rebbe in Tomo, that during the 9 days, he got to speak by the Vaya of his daughter, and he said the last question she asked me was, could she fly during the 9 days? And the plane went on fire. So, I let the person, when they ask me a question, decide themselves. And he passed his mutter. No problem. Sure, his daughter. But at the end of the day, Maisa Avada, if you have a question to leave during the 9 days, or leave before the 9 days, Bidotario, Shemit to Lady Dabara, you stay in Yeshiva 100%. A million percent, Avada. That's not to fly for no reason during the 9 days. There's a reason why not to. Again, Medina can argue the point why it's water. Fine. Now, to get to this idea of Shem Shem Hashem, is there a Malzav? Is there a reason over here to be Machmer? So, it's interesting that the Shemus Hadeshim, in Chilik Alf, a Rishon, discussing the Gemara in Shabbos, the Kuf Chav Tes, the Gemara over there says, you take now, it's fine. I'm not Machmer, I forget, I enjoy people, keep them up. And then, so can someone fall asleep during the shiur over here? There's a bayah of sakana, so it keeps people up. And Shavuos night, Rishon Eisman says, I heard him say, oh, that he gives shiur the whole Shavuos night. And at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, when it's really very hard for people to stay up, he gives out the talinaisis. Why talinaisis? Because he has the ices there, he has a sticker there, he's scraping it, right, and he's trying to eat it. And it's very hard to fall asleep when you're doing that. And he says, in the beginning when he used to give it out, and you have the 60-year-old, 70-year-old, 80-year-olds doing that, he had to hold back from laughing, watching people doing that. You know, which came out right from what he said over, and she questioned the Gator Shabbos, the Gator Barash, against the Shelag, of the Mishnah that says, even the Issa Moila, not allowed to, last Mishnah Perakia, can crush ice. So Belsky, the Mishnah says, the Issa to eat a talent ice on Shabbos, after we're asking for Shalak. Myself, my wife, obviously disagrees. There's a yontif, my little lady, he has my sister's motor there. Fine, so my sister, everyone can eat, no problem. Keep playing love over here. We won't be with Nam name, won't be a bayah of Kosh and Limud if I come over here. Now, the question you're going to get to is Shem, Shem, Hashem. Pass it around. No, I'm fine. Now, the gate Shem said Hashem again. The question will be: is there a reason over here that our person has to be machmas? So again, come on, Shem Hashem. If he does Shabbat Akum Chavtes, over there he brings down Chavtes. The person not do Akuzes Dam on Yom Shishi. Not do Akuzes Dam on Yom Shishi. Why? Because the Mazel of Madim. Madim knows Maris. Madim terrible Mazel there. However, the said of it, it's Mutter to our father Shem Yisrael Hashem. That's Gemara. There is a Shem Hashem. Therefore, can I really do Akuzes Dam bloodletting on Friday? So he says, the Maisa, if you're a Tamil Chochom, you're not a Pesi. Even a regular person, what's the reason we make over here? So Shimon Desh is saying, these things you're going to mat in the Gemara, and why? Because you're not Maritz. A Stamil Tamil Chochom, even a regular person, Kosha, Dovel, decided to say the Maisa is Mut over here. Now he's saying, there's a reason we make over on the Kal of Shem Hashem Hashem. There's a Gemara in Yevomis, the Ayin Beis, that says a person should not have a Bris Milo on the Kali day, even of Sakona. Even of Sakona. Not have a bris milah on a cloudy day. It's a sugya of sakono. Why is it mutter? I said, I'll show you b'shem Hashem. Come with a ritual and kiyosif on the sugya of ayin beis. And says, if that's the reason, therefore, if it's a cloudy day, it's a sugya of sakono, not to have the bris mila in the Kali day. You have to realize, it's the kid who has no das. Him says the writ for the Muki Yosef, you're required to be machmer. Then they get to give us a condom here. On the 8th day, the post in the Torah says to do a bris mila with Yom Shmini, and the Gemara says, Sakono, we're not doing a Shem Hashem with them. Come on, the writ for the Muki Yosef says, whoa, you're right to be machmer over here. Not do what the Torah over here says, it has to give us a condom. The Beis Yosef and Ever Ezra Sevetes brings down the Shubas Hadeshah. The Beis Yosef and Yodeh Sevetes and Beis brings down the Ritz of the Muki Yosef. In case of Milo there, there's a further being done by Rucham, but Maisla, he does bring it down. And therefore, there's a tiny of the Sugar of Shem Bezayim Hashem, and so the Oil calls over the Sugar of Tchuya, not the Sugar of Hoshua. That means you push away, but Maisla, you don't have to, no need to. Maybe you should, you're a Tam Chochel, you're a regular person, you want him to doctor your master of this in Yonim. Sliyaz, you're a Vosla, Maisla, Paschal, Strain. I tell Hashani, from different avenues, we see first one not that way. The best way is, have you ever heard about not doing a bris on the 8th day because of the Tzchali over there? Shemana Dovik is there? Ever heard something? The Yom Shishleiman, he quotes this ritual that says he's Seishabai. He says, first of all, our generation, 8% we don't have menu. So really, maybe those days. But from Yom Shishleiman onwards, we're massive pasties. We're very machmen with Dr. Kibbutzin. But being said, but see, well, he said, not your fault, really. He's had the goats over here, it's Tzalkok, a common issue with the Arachnist over here, because he's the Asenim, the Akosho. So my said today, we have the Chumma bringing a real Pasi over there. That's his title. The Tzodik, when he brings it down to verse 3, he wants to make different levels over here. He says, there are certain cases over here that only the Amorites are being Dosh. The Amorites are being Dosh, I will fall asleep. So the Maisa, the Amor is being Dosh, Echlamish being Machmir. But the whole Tzibur, Egon the Maisa is doing certain things, and you to be part of the Tzibur, saying, no, I'm a Hari Dagri, I'm a Tamachok over here. No, that Maisa is not being Machmir, Nichli, it's the girl of a Hutch over here. The Rav HaShulchan, he brings it down, he brings down this to Muki Yosef, on the case of Elam, and there's a Loi Shemana Zema Elam. Not one place that brings it down, no one brings it down over here. Kind of meaning a Poshup in the Shanas, Maisa, no problem. Shlomo Zalman, he says, not be more machmir, says Shulchan Aruch over here. Nashi Klein brings it down, he says these ideas as hello. So the Chabur, wrote a question behind the Yeshi and of Nebuchadnezzar. What's he said over here of Shem Shem Hashem? He wrote back in Chaim, Akshe Tiu Hatiu. Putra. Nebuchadnezzar wrote back to us, Putra. Fine. So we have a Shiloh. There is my cousin among the Shem, it sounds like in Chayskin. And then the Ikev Sak seems to be, Pukhazi in the gate of Ismila. No, not to the Etaim, but it's cloudy over there. And therefore, we have the Sugil Shem Shem Hashem. Maisa is Putra. Example that big now, the Gemara Nida from Al says a person who does Tashmish after his wife gets pregnant on the 90th day, can do Shevech Tomen. Shevech Tomen, strong words. In fact, the Gemara of Noyada, I know it's the 90th day. So the Ba'i, we don't know. So if so, Shem Shem Hashem. In fact, the Achorim, let's say you do know. Looks like for some reason you knew exactly what the 90th day is. It's come over Moshe and Shuvah, and it says the Maisa. Once the Toshra, Toshra. But Vondel Shikosa says, no, why should be mapping? You know about it. That's interesting not to be over here. Another case you can discuss, the locha in Simi Kufayin or Achayin that says you should not speak during the Suda. Ima Sikha the Suda, and if it's cut over there, food goes into the Yavesh over there. Now, I hear sometimes people speak while they're eating the Suda. Sometimes, Shemati Kaf, well, now really, the Gila Chodim is the question, Pukhazi Maidah Badabayal, and he speaks over there. What's he said to the Heter? He said the Shai Chum, the Al-Khashim says, they can say why? Shem Shem Hashem, Ki Dosh Be'Av Dosh. So you want to take out the chumah with everyone talks. The Mechaim talking to the Suda, I don't know. I don't think he did. But besides for the level of Mechaim Kanievsky, don't. If someone tries to talk to you in the Suda, keep talking about Hashem beside Hashem. If you had a best meal on the 8th day, even though it's the same thing you talk over here. Agam Peskechua does bring down. Why? Let's be machmo over there. Peskechua says, it's a line. There's a Maisa. We need to be machmo over here. So they get the seatbelts. Shem Shem Hashem. Do you machmer? Yeah, I think so, because again, as you work in the ICU room or the emergency room, you know there isn't going to be machmer. The idea is from Shlomo Zalman, the people ask me, jumping in the airplane. Yeah. Do you have a head to Shem Shem Hashem? So maybe it's right that you're passing over there, but Shlomo Zalman, who's the one that says not to wear a seatbelt, says, no. Oh, here you don't have to Shem Shem Hashem. It's a case of jumping in the airplane, they asked this question. My dad is Shlomo. Why? Because then you put yourself in Mokum Sakono. And therefore, we do not have Dosh B'Ram Dosh. Dosh B'Ram Dosh, meaning when the oil does, it's around, that's where we live life. But if go in a special situation, in places that the tzibur does not do, and you want the thrill of death, that's a cool way, thrill of death over there, the name of the rise of the thrill of death over there, no. That's one of that is Hashem. Baruch might protect you, but not to, and you might be a real Bessie. But no, you don't have to keep those rabbit dust over there.
What about flatlining?
What about flatlining? Maybe it's a, maybe these personal questions to keep quiet, private. Now, another topic that we mentioned over here again, Shem B'Shem Hashem, and maybe discuss some of the Klum over here, is that we mentioned one on Tuesday about the idea over here that when a person eats and drinks, he should not get up right away. And that we mentioned, what is the shit getting up right away? We hate to, Christ said to get his drug off right now. We said also, by in bed, the shit brings down, not get up right away. What is right away? The grass says the shit is moidani. Otherwise, there's a bayah of tosh koichai. The idea we just mentioned it right now is by standing. And while you're eating, mice the time, fish brings down the heta of kiyum dosh beram dosh. So just some points about that in the rear. I'm always asked about standing while you eat. So first, the Gemara gets to nafahi. Gemara gets to bring down two separate things. One brings down the idea of eating and then getting up, sleeping and then getting up, drinking and getting up, that we spoke about one time. And now there's something over here about eating and drinking while you're standing. Is there a problem eating and drinking while you're standing? Is there a problem? So Gemara says that what matiz and gufa shel adam, what takes away, weakens a person. Number one, ochel umad, eating while you're standing, drinking while you're standing. Also, we have talking about standing, it weakens a person. That's one reason why not to eat standing up. More time on the Musafarians. A second reason, there's a price in their Cheretz per Dalin that brings down Mitzad their Cheretz not to eat standing up. Two separate circuits. One Mitzad the circuit of Sakhono, one Mitzad the enemy Mukhuban. Give an example by Abdullah, more time by the Mishabura, Mokhavam Ali Rabo, and Reit Sadakvov, that come in by Abdullah, even if you're hoping to stand by Abdullah, says the Mishabura, however, by the drinking you sit down. There are chariots over there. Two different figures. That means, the whole idea of a shmog, be eating, walking around, standing. You have two problems. It's not mechubadik. People are mechubad, will not walk around eating with a plate. What you should have, if they have tables, you sit down on the side, but not to walk around holding your food. The more mechubad don't you eat there, but that's, you know, different daggers over there. By kiddush. Every time I make kiddush, my kids, my mitzvahs, anything, make sure that the shul, they have no chairs there. I always bring chairs there. More mechubad, more, it's not a chaper. It's more mechubad, you have chairs over there. I always bring doctors, have chairs over there. It's understood. I think everyone understands, when you see people in the shiva eating, standing up over there, you're like, okay, you stop. Well, in my city, I think everyone senses, more mechubad sit down. Now, what is the get of eating and drinking standing up? I mean, let's make it practical. Number one, if it's arai, is there a heter? So isn't Shikshala, the Dr. Chaim Vishalma says, Mice is no hatter, the fish says, is no hatter. Even Arai, it's not Mukhubad, or Bayam Matash's Kaikai, it weakens the personal wear. Again, they do bring down the stipler, you drink water standing up, you drink coffee standing up. See over here, a lot of people drink coffee in the morning standing up. But maybe simply water or coffee or Arai, Ishwatan. A second thing, is a hatter to get to Imo? Can you watch? Well, she tastes the food over there. Is there a hatter? Not ta'imah means tasting the food, not the ta'imah they do on Friday. That's not called tasting food. That just has a shame tasting food. That's called, yeah, that's Michal get about shaksu maker. But the mice, the shodishim over here is, team over here is that tasting it. Kamu kapnyeski, kois of risk. That mice is not a problem. Mice, the question you could ask, we have water fountains. How do you drink by a water fountain? So one time I saw Gershom Meltzer drinking from the water fountain. I went over to him and asked him, I drink from the water fountain for him. More give the vine. Matesh Kareich Shalot, the weakest person. So he told me, Smicha Ki Yeshiva. Who's leaning on it? Smicha Ki Yeshiva. So I asked him, so Tashma Shemitah also? He said, tell me, yeah, Kenzag, yeah. So, you serious? Yeah, Kenzag. Maisa, I see that they asked a question about Chaim Kamiyashki, and there's a Sefer you saw by Modem, a thousand page Sefer, just in the world of Smicha Ki Yeshiva, about the idea of standing. So he brings down the idea of the gate of Sakono, or Sakono Chalbaba. The loch is smich kishiva. Once you lean something, it's just standing. Leaning something, the mice is no problem. Negate to water. Also, shallow the gate is in your beer. The mice, you go to a bris. The person creates a shame over there. He has a place, makes more pure girlfriend. Where is he drinking it? So, team of mice guys drinking a little bit, no problem. But the guy is standing there drinking the place. Instead of saying the curious bris, you about dull, you should shut down. You know, also by bris meal, you shut down. You ever saw that? I don't know if I've ever seen that when you sit down over there. All the time, when the guy sips a little bit to pass around, the guy drinking might sit down. Even that, Oh, same thing by chuppah. So then by chuppah, usually a case of t'imo, the everyone, and then the last guy trying to get the share over there. So echal, good question. Lay down. So my son, what is the etzer? What's that there? So I went over to Rabbi Lerner Shmuzko Fanefesh. They told me, you know, you have all these chlom over here. So the etzer is very simple. Kivun doshbar yapet doshay misan Hashem. By the water fountain, by coffee, yeshiva. Shem misan Hashem. What's the problem here? Chotcho chotcho. They told me a rule. You can't say it by yourself. You have to have makur that says it. So the fact who says you have other gedolim. So fine, myself was, I found the empty soul to Helkes, and he himself wrote, and said, Bevadai Neymar Shem Shem Hashem on this Indian. 100% no problem. So I told him, now it's printed the safer now, myself, Vada, this can say this problem, this Indian. So Echnami, is it Bukhoti Machmer? The soul is a Maila, a Gedder. Do you say that? And if you want to be Makel of Hashem Shem Hashem, then you jump out of bed right away in the morning. Right? Because it's the same Sigurd, same thing over here. Right? Jump out of bed. It's Gabba Kari Mamish Kapashis. Fine, you want to take on that for Chumah, might down even more than that. Say, well, down slowly, yes, right, say it slowly. But once you finish, you get up and get out of bed. Nothing to get the food, what? Want to get jump out of bed? it is a question, does the rabbi, when you have the same line of five things, right? Doshin one, that doshin other, how does it work? It's a great question. What does doshin mean? I can take things out of it? Nothing to get to eating, and they discuss having a hot bread. Over there, the Gemara says, if someone has hot bread, words of Rashi is Yosef Midai, then look and get up Sakono there. It weakens the person. Just like the idea weakens the person by standing up right away, hot bread. The Shalom Meshiv got a safe called Smir Shnefesh. Meshiv is a whole safer of things that school or scholars. Somebody went through the whole entire thing, he says, you forget one thing, more humor. So if the Shalom Meshiv tells the person, you forgot something, I can't forget this. I have to say over here, they cannot have hot bread over here. They want to know, boiling hot bread, a week is a person over here. Other place came. The question is, the Gemara Shabbos says in Kufi Tessan Beis, Moshe Shabbos, what do you have? Chamim, but Moshe Shabbos, Melogmo. And Paschal, Moshe Shabbos, Melogmo. What's Chamim? Rashi says Chamim is either Rechitza or Shtio. And Paschal is hot bread over there. That means the idea of having a pizza, coffee, and a shower, Moshe Shabbos, what the Americans do, that's the Gemara, right? That's what the Americans are going for. Pizza's a hot pizza over there, right? The shower, it's a chitza over there. In case we have a coffee, it's a shti over there. So we have, that's right, Melugmo, oh, Gishmak, Ferlich. The question is, in fact, Achoinim, Paschamo. So that's the con over here. So, simple answer, the Bethesda says, Rashi says the sugar there, Paschamo means Yishim Yidai, when you burn your tongue, very, very hot. That means if you have a pizza come, it's very, very hot. It's a great question. Great question. I say, if you don't have very, very hot, you don't have a hot pizza. That's what I'm saying. But it has to be Yoshi Minai by a weekend here. So maybe now you do Paschal Mulugma that heals you. Make sure it's not be boiling hot. Don't burn your tongue. It'll be hot. Geschmack. But not a case of Yoshi Minai. Another case, a couple people were asking me that the idea of passing things over the table. That is, where is that? Was a Sugivir? Was a Lochavir? Passing a child over the table? Is this a Kono? You know, the idea of a table. So, go through the ending of Shulchan Daim Mizbeach. So, it's intertwined with the sugya of Sakono, where they're coming from, what's your search about. So, first, the idea of Shulchan Daim Mizbeach is the Klo Gemara in Brachas Tafin Hei, the Chagiga and the Menachas. The Gemara being now a Pasuk in the Cheskel, over there it says, Mizbeach was three Abbas tall, and brings down the Dabba Lai Zer Shulchan Shel Tnei Hashem. The Pasuk starts with the words Mizbeach, ends up with the word Shulchan. Says Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozer, why? Close match based on Mikdash Kayin, the Mizbeach is Mizchap al Yisrael. However, now we don't have a Mizbeach, we don't have based on Mikdash. But after Shulchan is Odom Mechap alov. We click, one of the Shulchan is Doimit to Mizbeach. Just like the Kabonas were Mechap Klai Yisrael, our Shulchan is Mechap Klai Yisrael. The obvious question is, how in the world is my Shulchan being Mechap? What am I exactly doing my Shulchan that leads to the end of Kapar over there? What's happening? Come to my shulchan. No, what's going on over there? Exactly. Kaparo. So first, coming down, the Gemara is Hemshich Gemara Brach Dafin Hay. Brings down. Says of Yuda Shloisha Devarim. Mark persons Yomu Shloisha Shal Adam. One thing is a Mark Al Shulchanay. He makes a very long table. He sits here for a couple of hours. Eats. Like that's Mark Al Shloisha. He eats so long. Explains the Gemara why? Because maybe an Oni will come and you'll feed him. Thank you, Oni. Brought down with the Mishmura and the Shlo. Why is Shulchan Daim on his Mizbeach? Why is that so? The Shlo. Because just like when you give the Kabbalah to Kosh Baruch the Chaper, you'll have an oni come to your table and give you a name what to go eat. Oh, Basar Mitzvah, Basar Chesed over there, giving Lachman the Dal there. That's why Shulchan Dan L'Mizbech. Okay, so if you have a name, Shulchan Dan L'Mizbech. Let's say you don't have a name. Why is your Shulchan Dan L'Mizbech? So the Nachu reason, the Rashi Kadir Dachov Zayin, what happened to the Kishkol Arach? You have Orchim. Orchim, close Orchim, that means you have a guest coming from a different city, comes to your house, needs a place to stay. That's Orchim. Your name is not Orchim, that's Chesed. But someone needs a place to stay, that's Nichol Negeda of an Areach over there. That's Nichol, the category of close Orchim. If more makes down, Gadol, close Orchim, more Kabbalah from the Shechina. So how's the Mechaper? You have Orchim. Okay. So if you have a name, we have Orchim. Well, let's see, don't have a name. We don't have Orchim in a different city. What do you go do? So come on the Sharet Sien, brings out the Shlo, based upon the Mishnah in the Brach, in the Mishnah Ovis. Mishnah over there says, we say, to return on the table, it brings the Shechina over there. So here also, we say, to return on the table, your Kapara is what? Your Mechapa Adei Divetara. So come down, first of all, number one, Rabbi Said, that Shulchan Dan L'Mizbech, that's the Gemara. Number two, how's it done on the Mizbech? Number one, either give Taniyim. Number two, either at Bul Mitzvah plus Archim. Or number three, in the case of Divetara. That's how the Shulchan, our Shulchan, in Mechaper, and why it's done on the Mizbech. Once we have that, he said, we have Shulchan Dan L'Mizbech, was it be practical to us? Well, what is to go do because of that? So again, go quickly through 12 cases. One thing is, having salt on the table. Everyone knows, put that salt on the table. Besides, to begin three times, that's a different hunger, different meaning. But the idea of having salt on the table, it's brought down by the Shulchan that like it, by the Rav Mor, it's similar to Kufsam Zayin. Have salt on the table before you wash, pass the end of the suit over there. Why have a salt on the table? Says Shulchan Leket, you know why? Because Shulchan is done in Mizbeach. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Vayikra, Akol Banecha Takav Melech. So why do you have salt on the table? Come on, the Pasuk can be there. We know why? Shulchan done in Mizbeach. One thing. What? Over this, Shulchan Dan L'Mizbech, the question is when the gather there is. What's the exact question? There's a name called Shulchan Dan L'Mizbech, Kodim Siyu Betzaya. The word is before you eat bread. Before you betzaya. That's the word in Ramah. That's what Shabbos we have, before betzaya. A second thing, on that law, come to the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore you should not kill Kinim on the Shulchan, the Bezoyin. That means when you're in America, Kinim, here's a law we're talking about. Or can come here and tell you, Zaycha, you have girls over here, Zaycha, come up from school, see the Makkah, so Kinim in the head over there. My son, they come, they all the time they're trying to kill the Kinim from the head. Over and over, I tell the kids, not by the table. It's bizarre, not nice, you know, take away over there. My son, Mishbu, brings down, it's a law, I try to tell them, it's a law. And you know, it's a Hasidim, a Ben Yira over there. My son, the halacha is since Shulchan Dan L'Mizbech, not to things that killing Kinim on the table. Now, come on the Shulchan Torah said, now kill Kinim, even the comb, he says, not to put on the table. Even the comb is not nice, passionate. The way the Archa Shulchan is down, he said, not to kill Kinim, anything moist, shouldn't do. Shulchan Dan L'Mizbech. So the question is, so, shouldn't kill anything moist, so you have bugs on the table. What are you going to do? Like, are you allowed to kill bugs on the table? You have a juke on the table. You're afraid to get into your food. Is there a Mokum Tzarech? So, Chashukah Yechemin has a tshuva about this. Do you want a time of Mokum Tzarech? You have a right to kill things on the table. He asked a question of Chaim Tiyashki. He said, I'll bring your eye to his brother-in-law. The Gemara Makis Dafyud Bey says that Shlomo told Ben Yohu to go kill Yoav. At the end of the day, will he kill Yoav? On Mizbech. Real Ariko. It's Mokum Tzarech. So Shulchan Dan L'Mizbech, Mokum Tzarech, they might be still real Ariko. Of course, you want to kill a bug over there, and you're freaking falls on your food, or the bug over here is terrorizing or terrifying your wife over here. So Maisa, yes, you have a right over here to kill the bug over here. Mokum Tzarech, Maisa's Mutter. But not Tzarech, Maisa. It's me, yes, don't do it over here, it's not nice. A third thing is brought down to Mokum Tzarech, Zayin, Erech Chaim. Come on, the Elirah, we're bringing down a Torah's Chaim. It says you have a choice to be with Tzayot, even during the week, a partial piece of bread, a piece, or a whole piece of bread over there. He says use something that's Shalom. Why Shalom? Because Shulchan is done with Mizbeach, and Mizbeach is always the idea of Shalom, Taklash Lashlemus, the Avonim of Shalom over here. Make sure to do a Betzeh upon something Shalom. A fourth Indian, another discussion is, can you sit on the table? It's always hard. So the kids go to the table, Shulchan Mizbeach, and you know, and they get older, where is it? Time to come and show where is it? So Father Maisa, Shulchan Torah says, you know why? Because Shulchan is done with Mizbeach. The Ish question, he said, the Sifra Kabbalah says not to sit on Mizbeach. That's in the Shulchan over here. Sifra Kabbalah. So where exactly, but the older you are, but myself, is that you should not sit on the table, should not move back. Building upon this, it's called so much standing on the table. So again, the Shulchan Torah says, same thing, Shulchan Torah was back, not to. There's a Chagnevsky, it's applicable, it's not correct. Now, Lechura, what get over means, when it's Derek Mazayim. That means, right, if you're walking on Mizbeach to do things that you walk on Mizbeach itself, you're allowed to. That means, let's say you have to go on the Tish to the Rebbe, and the table's over there, and you're standing upon that. That doesn't Mizbeach, that's the Kedusha over there, right? That's Mam standing on Mizbeach, it's not a problem there. Lechura, even changing your light bulb, you'll argue the floor, maybe it's in Tzarech over there, same idea, same concept, but not Mokh Matzarech. That's a Mizayin. Shulchan Torah is back. Not revise it. Don't put kinim on it. Don't sell it. Don't stand upon it.
Bring a nice chair on the table.
Is it tzarech? No, that's a touch on. No, that's again. That's a normal shabbos. No, it's
a kid on the table, maybe.
Oh, so another question I discussed is passing a kid over the table. Where's that come from? So Shmuel the Gufa Nefesh brings down the Sefer Noig B'Chochma. So look at the Sefer Noig B'Chochma. It says Shulchan Torah is back. And if you pass the kid over the table, the kid has a tendency to leak. And when they leak, it'll get on their shulchan then mizbeach. Now, Maisa, Mishbua, a couple times brings down Hilchos Shabbos, not to put your kids on your lap. Why? Because the kid has a tendency to leak. And therefore, he says, you do make sure you have an apron over there. Maisa, when I was a kid, they didn't have any pampers yet. And they tell me stories about, that's how life was. People leaked and it was all over the place. Maisa, I watched my brother start getting. My first brother, my brother, 7 years younger, then by that time they had diapers and pampers. So I mean, now, if you they leak, get a different brand. The mice said, no, it depends, the kid might be shaped a little bit differently, but get a different brand. There's no reason to get to leaking over here. If so, the question is, now our kids don't leak. If they do leak, you got an issue. Not besides something in the bag. Now the question is, today can we pass that kid over the table? So here's some kind of yes to this question. And the words are, why not to? Even Mike Peter. Back to Sugil, Choshe Piyabrius, and says so. Fine, the island, the bubbles, the out the bubbles, the Hilika bubbles, the island, my feet over there. If not bubble mice, maybe you lie there, but mice, we don't do that. End of the day. Not with that Shulchan Torah Mizbeach, but the bubbles, as I said. A seven of Hogal Shulchan Torah Mizbeach is that the halacha is brought down in Simon Kuf Pei, that person when he benches should cover his knives. Cover his knives. Why to cover his knives? So Mishmur brings down from the Gala Choinim with two different reasons why to cover his knives. The first reason says, Shulchan Torah Mizbeach. The Shulchan Torah Mizbeach over his mark of a person, and therefore said, Lo son of a lamb, Barzal, not anything metal over there, at least in the case of a Sicha, and therefore you cover the knife, I'll Shulchan Torah Mizbeach, cover it. First reason. Now, if so, gives you a question, so why do we have knives at all at the table? Says the Bialocha, because it's a Tzorich. The Tzorich is mutter. I mean, Mishmur is saying you should use a Tzorich, a knife, while you eat, maybe in the oven. So, Maisa, yes. So, Maisa, we have a knife at the table because the Tzorich, we're going to go use it. No problem. By benching, there's no Tzorich, we cover it. I can ask me, you go to people's houses on Shabbos, and the knife's there. Why aren't they not being covered or taken away, removed over here? So, the Mishmur brings out the Mogavim over there, that on Shabbos, that Locha does not apply. Why does not apply? He says, because the reason it's had Shulchan Torah Mizbeach. What part of the Mizbeach we're discussing over there? Discussing the building of the Mizbeach. Not to have Alei Barzal negate the building. Building the Mizbeach cannot be done on Shabbos. So negate the salt on the table, negate the kabbonis. Kabbonis is what? Is on Shabbos. If you have salt on the table on Shabbos, take away the names of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is the building of the Mizbeach. But the Mizbeach we don't do on Shabbos. So you don't have to cover the names on Shabbos. But children don't have the Mizbeach. The second reason is because you might kill yourself. What?
That's even
tough, no? No. They all say that also doesn't apply. They're my boy, but no. I don't think that's the reason, but give a different reason. I think not. I will check afterwards.
I love the next one.
So actually, then it's not get involved with anything. Marriage with the fork, you stab a person with the fork. Again, there are a lot of the whole couple pages about these things. What the game is.
A lot of like the round field of a rim or about
the mouth. See, I'm shopping at the tablecloth. Maybe even the other week, yes.
The table itself.
It sounds like, again, the locals were down Dr. Nice. Again. Maybe we because I'm Zion, we'll get back to it. Kopei, we'll get back to it. All the call. They get to Nachalocha about throwing Namoitzi. Can you take Namoitzi and throw it to people? So, first of all, Rotam, Meshabrua, the Graz, Prima Godam, they say, Maitzi, it's a Bezoin Oichel, throw Namoitzi. Bezoin Oichel. Bezoin Mitzvah, not to. However, on the Pentecostal Lord from Kufay Dalaf, the Rechaim, Chaim's sons have said, Maestro, Chaim Amid Abar, everyone throws it. And Rav Kugel will tell you, that's the Messiah of his family, where Maestro throw Moshe, your brother said that way, at least. So your brother had the Messiah, so that's the Messiah also. So where are they coming from? It's coming from this Eretz B'Tshuva, And he says that his father, the Ksav Sefer Maisha, was known to go through it. Known to go through it. Where is it coming from? So he said the idea of throwing a Maisha is to walk a Shulchan, is doing with Mizbeach. And what the we're eating over here is Kachim Kalin. Masha Enkin, the Maisha is the Kinegne Murum, which is Chelik Levoya. And the Murum, what they're going to do with it, Doctor, they did this week and they threw it. So that's covered for the priest, the crucial over here. That's Chelik Levoya, we go through it. That's covered in the Maisha. Shulchan, doing with Mizbeach. So you have that Messiah. If you have the Messiah, maybe you and your brother do or don't, I'm not sure. My son, they do it. If you don't have the Messiah, you'll have the Mishnah Brewer, the Father Grass, the Lavosh, the Zan Eichel, but the Karsha boy, the Shulchan, the Daimon, the Mizbeach. A ninth case over here is the Lachis, the person should not feed Lamoitzi to animals, or all Machom to Tmeim, or to Goy. The Kamal of Rosh Chaim says, brought down the Lach at the end of the Simin and Kulsam, the Zayin that way, not to give Goyim your food over here, and I can tell you food over here. What's the reason? Why? Because in the Beresh Chayik, a shulchan is daimed to Mizbeach, a shulchan shul omez chapalov, and therefore it's kaddish over here, and therefore not to give it to tomatoes over here. A tenth thing the Geshe shulchan is Mizbeach. What? No, so again, this is all the things have a lot of problem. I will get to it, but this is a regular achas, or shulchan is Mizbeach. A tenth thing coming from Beresh Chayik, discussed in Akdom of the Pashas Korach over there, is why in the world, why do we have Zimas three people? Because they know why? Because Shulchan Daimon is Beach. And therefore, he brings out the Rizal that said, Oh, Peter Zoya Shaboy, that Sitra Achla is by the case of a Shulchan over here. A lot of tables seem to have a Sitra Achla there all the time, constantly. And if you want to get rid of the Sitra Achla over there, it says the idea of the Shulchan Daimon is Beach, the Avodah Shaboy, and by the Avodah, it's brought out Mishnais, you have Kohen Levi Yisrael. You have to have three people over there. So, you have three people, that's why the Zimas three people over there. Why? Because Shulchan Daimon is Beach. 11th thing that Alpha Moga brings down, back to the part of the table there, Shulchan Daimon is Beach. The 12th thing, before Shamoah and Hilchos Shavuos. Why are we having Milchos and Shavuos for? Why the Milchos and Shavuos? What's the reason? So, Elam said a bunch of reasons. Each reason, Yesh Lodin. That means they want Taino, they want because, they want to tell the reasons. Why? Pastor Tommy, right? They can do Shechit over there. First of all, it was given on Shabbos. Right? So anyway, can't cook on Shabbos. You bring that cook on Shabbos, can't Shechit on Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference. What's another reason? Dvash of a Chol of Tachl Shard Chol. So we eat Chol, where's the Dvash of you? Right? Also, why is Chol sweet? Why? Because it's Sheminit. But we anyway have the bottom part. Fine. But go through the reason. Each one is Chol. But Mais, what is that Mosai? The Mosai gives the reason. The Mosai is just like a Pesach. We have two Tavshim and a Lel Pesach. Why Zechel Pesach? Zechel Mechagig over there, the egg, and we have the Zeroya. Here also, I'm sure we first have Milchiks. Then we have Fleishiks. We had to bring to Shtei Lechem, and Shulchan is done with the case of Mizbeach over here. Zechel to Shtei Lechem, the case of Bikur. What does that mean? Very nice words. Maisa, I'm sure we have the Shtei Lechem. Bikur. Shulchan done Mizbeach, so we want to have Shtei Lechem. How do you force a person to have Shtei Lechem at Emil and Shulchan? So locha we have in Siv Dalid. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the locha is that you cannot use the same bread for fleishiks and for milchiks. Use the same bread. That means you start off your suda having your milchiks, your cheesecake, and everything milchiks, the lasagna. Then you wrap up the whole entire table, and you now have fleishiks over there. You use the same bread. You can't use the same bread. It's ulcer. So you use another bread. So you're forced to have shtei lecha. The locha is. So we're looking to get the same bread. When you cut challah, there are three types of things to do with it. Either you cut the 10 pieces and leave on the table, then the left of the table is the same bread. That is a value you cannot use. Why people use it, touch it, that's the problem. The second time is, you cut it to the end of the table, you might use take from that. Then the person says, that is a machmet of a bracha, and it's better not to, that's the side. Then you put it in the kitchen, that's not part of your there. That's no problem. Basically, you cut off the pieces, you have a table there, they cannot use the same thing. Now you have to bring a second lechem. I have a second lechem. Ah! Thus, in the case of here, a shtei lechem, like the mekum over here, and therefore, shulchan dem is bech, that's your milchiks. Now the question is, if so, what? Now wash twice. You have the same meal, have milchiks, knuach v'doch ha'atil sadaim, otherwise you lose the Torah. That means, again, the other reason why you have milchiks, the behetah brings down the measures that says that the reason why we eat milchiks on Shavuos is because the melochim eight milchiks and fleishiks by Avraham Avinu, and therefore when Moshe Rabbeinu went to the har, went to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they did the various over there, and Malachim said, let us keep the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu answered back to Malachim, you ate milchiks and fleishiks, and every time it's actually right, so I'm not eat it. Therefore, it was actually the Torah. In fact, I heard him, they did eat milk and fleishiks. Well, they eat first milk and then fleishiks. One after another, Torah says. It says like some study for her. Why? Because they did not do knuach hodach until it's a diet. After milk, you should not do that, you lose the Torah. And if some people don't know the halacha, you can lose the Torah if you're not doing knuach hodach until it's a diet. Then why didn't you do knuach hodach until it's a diet? Says like some study for her. Because Rashi brings down that she had made challah, person nida, should not bring it out. So there was no challah there to do over there, knuach. Therefore, you lose the Torah. So make someone shvuas when you're having milchiks during the same meal, do knuach hodach until it's a diet, then go eat your fleishiks. Now the cash is, you do it during the same meal. Might be discussed at night or during the day. What's happening over here? So first, click on the masker. When they get married, tell wife to make it during the same meal. Because else I'm over here. I learned my lesson. Tell make you know, the same meal, two things over here. It's very tedious, very hard. You grow up afterwards. My son, Moshe Shuman, already points out that Christ does not do that way. Don't do like I'm all. Tedious is very hard. That obviously there. Morning or at night, each one of their own. Some think at night easy to have milk. Each have the circuit of having coffee at night. Some have only milk during the day, depending on who have butter. Each one on their own, some only Kiddush. And I said, this Ramah is not a hug anymore. Don't have to do the same meal. Don't make the same mistake I made. I learned the hard way. I said, we have it on different meals. But the Sidi Ramah is why? I'll stay left. Why can Shulchan Demon Mizbeach? So you have to realize your table, not just on Shabbos, all the time, is Demon Mizbeach. It's Kachim Kalm over here. It's Chesed, it's Afanim, Achnas Earth over here, the case of Torah over here. It's a Mikish Yahas, a Mikish Mat, this is the case of Mizbeach. Then over one last case of Sakon over here is that there's a more big example of Sakon called Mises Askara. Askara is the idea of Krupp. That means more of Brachas brings down to Chesed and Aleph, the 903 Mises in the world, 903, you can count it, SKR, I'm sure to make up 903 Mises. Mises, the last one was that Koshim Mikulam is Askara. It was an Askara. So, to get to that, we have to be very careful not to get Askara. As far as I see, the Gemara brings down six things that can cause Askara. We don't want to get Askara, the worst beast in the world. The first thing, the Gemara Brachas Daf Mem. The Gemara Brachas Daf Mem says, eat Michael, does not have any salt inside, or drink water, drink any mashka, there's a water inside, it leads to Mises Askara. Finds the Gemara, brought up by the Mechaber, it's a Mekufayim test involved. Mechaber says, you have to be very careful with Mises Askara. He explains that over there. Pierce chila of chinek, you can start choking over there, and the imam should get very sick because of it. So what happened? Why not medakti got salt over here and water? Says the Amor, why are we not knowing this way? Because all our foods have salt, and all our drinks have water inside. Why so? Him shemam is put salt into everything. Does the Amor already put salt into everything? And all our drinks might have water inside of here. But let's say a person might not have this food, salt over here. They have been doctor, what are you going to do besides give a over here? So on this, what? That's water inside. You put a drop, you don't put a drop inside, the little drop is not the cup over there. Well, open, a drop. A drop. Could be that also. Not for reason. The Maestro, come along, anyway, the Mishmur Magavram, they bring down, let's say you don't have any Malachis, at the end of the day, Mishtana Teva. So Magavram, don't worry about Mishtana Teva. Why this Mishtana Teva other thing is not? I'm not clear. Again, the not to worry about the Askara. Again, could be, but still, we put a lot of salt to drink everything and whatever you eat. The second thing that also brought down halacha, sugim sachem dafkufay. Well, that says a person should not taste anything before Abdullah, otherwise, Mises Askara, except for water. That means everyone knows by Kiddush we don't eat or drink anything beforehand. That's why you have a Suda coming up. You have to make Kiddush, that's the first thing. But where's the Makara of not eating before Abdullah? This is more for that. You can think of Sakonu. And therefore, water is water. Therefore, none of them knows much of Kippur. I see a lot of people when they have Yom Kippur before Abdullah, they drink water. Right? They're thirsty. That's no problem. A lot of water before Abdullah. Just, I will never tell that to a person who drinks water before Abdullah, because they always mix up the two Kiddush and Abdullah. Always mix up. You know, yeah, you can have water. Like, no, that's Abdullah, that's a Kiddush. Some of the reason, the Moin Am, Noshim, whatever, they seem to mix up the two, so we tell them nothing. But the luck is what you let it have to get to Sugim Abdullah. A third thing, the Gemara on Shabbat Avraham Gimel brings down the person not to Meiser, take Meiser, this is Askara. That means Chumas Meiser, not Meiser Tzalko, also Askara. A fourth thing is the Gemara on Ksubas brings down that someone is Chayim Chenek, Chayim Chenek Bezmanazer. So the Gemara brings down either Tver Beyam, not drowned, or in case of Mises Askara. A fifth thing, the Gemara in Avraham Gimel on Shabbat brings down someone's Bevat Torah, Mises Askara. And the sixth thing we mentioned in the past, the Kamal laws of Rabbi Yossi and says someone who speaks Lashon Hara, which you have to be able to not to, you get the Mises of Askara. The Gemara Saita Daf Lamed Hei says, had the Meragla passed away, Mises of Askara. Says Rashi over there, why Mises of Askara? Why can someone speak Lashon Hara gets Askara? Right now, we're in this man of Sfiras Omer, also man of Avelis. Why name is man of Avelis? Man of Avelis, that's how Bey says, because at the beginning of Kiva, 12,000 were not knowing covered Zebazer, and how they passed away, they guess, Askara, very good. So they passed away, Mises of Askara. They don't cover Zebazer, 12,000 Talmidim over there passed away, Pyrrhus, they Pesach Alatzeres, Pesach Vilch Kesach Shavuos. What do they do? How are they not knowing covered Zebazer? Says the Mashiach of the Sugyo, says the Prichodosh in Shulchan Aruch, it says the Mamloyes in Chumash, all three saying the same Yisrael. How? Mis Askar, they spoke Lashon Hara one by another. Spoke Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, then they call the Zebzeh, get Mis Askar over there. It's a Musa Shavuot, how strong you get the worst Mis Lamaisa in the world over here. Just beside, what do we do with Halachas? We just gave 6 years about it, over 8 hours about it, but even the guests to give us a Kama. A lot of things were ideas, some of it new, some not new. But a lot of it was, good question, Ulai, maybe, Machlokes, what to go do? So, I feel a lot about you, I feel the whole kitchen sink and plus at you. What do you do with myself? What do you do about these things? So they get to Isser, we have Kol, they once went over to Moshe Feinstein and said, I think it's in the book. They said, Moshe, what do you go do when you and the Satmar Rebbe and Maisa argue? He's about to the time. What do you do? So Moshe said, over all Tamimus, very simple. So what do you think of the answer? Yeah, follow me, right? That's what I would say. Moshe said, Moshe, very simple. The call. If it's the right, say, Machmadom Ali Michael. That's the call. That's the gate to Yisrael. Here, Chavir has to come to Yisrael. Svekis were more Machmadom. He was Svek. So we had this question. This Machmadom, he said, what do you go do? What do you go do? So, of course, the best thing is go to Sugyo, learn it, come out yourself. Okay? Well, but sometimes it's still, even at the end of the day, you're still not sure. It's a great question, what are you going to do? Avada, Mekina, Kibash Rav Dosh, and we all Pesis, and what we said, and all the only thing that's terrible, the old destroyers out there. And also, the Mekoros to be Machmer. And maybe for you to be Machmer, not somebody else. No, you can take on the Chumor. Don't take on the Chumor 24 hours of Wolves and Fleshings. No, that's my Uchvah's father. But there are other things that, yes, there are certain Hobbies that people should be acting upon. Who, what, when, where, each one on his own. Don't take on chumras that maybe they cause, that mean, don't appreciate it, don't do it. Don't do it. That's one of the simple chal to get to any chumra. Don't appreciate it, don't do it. It's not healthy for you. Chumras are people appreciate them. Again, but don't be medactive on others, and don't have trainers in others, and you know, give oral ideas and questions over there. Don't want to drink the water fountain while you sit down. Okay, I have a problem there. Yes, that's a gemara actually. I need to work out a you want to lean, speak yeshiva 100%. No problem, this is what we say. But again, all these sikhs over here, each one onto his own. And then you have to realize, come on, it's kind of misura. We're talking again, aloha, come on, it's kind of misura. It's making some nice, more macro, on the kind of more the case of Issa Shiboy. Tak mizaycha, everything we do, be the Shem Shemai, the Kedusha, the Tara, take all the cliques out, Tumor, make it Tahar over here, and tak mizaycha, Tara, Kosh, and Ferez, and Mak, Tara, and Lima Tara. Hashem on Sunday, Chazor, right? So it could be base, could be good game.